Dean, pre-season interviews generally start with, well, of course, not really about the result. But on the other hand, you've just beaten Ajax.
Yeah, look, you said it's not really about the result. I mean, disappointed to lose two previously, and you know, I wouldn't have my loss too low after losing to Villa and Stoke. And we won't have our eyes too high. And full credit to the lads. I think performance-wise, it's progressively got better over the last 5 or 6 days in the three games. And today was a bit of a concern on the fatigue side. The mental minutes have gone in, and we've balanced it out. And soft tissue-wise, at the three games, we've come away and we've been in control of everything. Obviously, we're disappointed with what's happened with Corey.
Of course, but that wasn't a bad performance at all, was it?
No, they played well. We played well, and I think in the first maybe 15 minutes, we could have had a couple.
Sure.
And but we kept going, We got put under a lot of pressure, and the lads, as I said, after the there was a better reaction from the Villa game, from the Stoke, we got pulled apart in too many places, too many gaps, and we spotted them, showed them the clips from the Stoke game, and we learnt lessons, and they've taken the information on board.
And you sign a goal scorer so that he can look sharp, and Andy Cook looked sharp?
Yeah, look, he's done well the last few games, and the fans have seen a little bit worries about. There's been times when we've had to play players to get minutes, and I've ended up with two wingers rolling inside, which ain't going to always get the ball in the box to him. It's pre-season, it's about getting minutes to the players and getting the fitness up there. Tonight, we went the opposite way. We've played two natural left footer on the left wing and Zeddy on the right, and the ball's got put in the box, and great delivery and great header for the first goal, and he took his second goal really well.
So in terms of the plan in your mind as to what the team you want out there on August the 4th, how far ahead are you now?
No, look, it's all been about minutes. We know the structure we want and which way we want to go, and the body's in the positions, and we'll look at adding more over the next hopefully over the next few days.
I obviously must ask you about trialists. There were five on the team sheet tonight.
Yeah.
Presumably, you can't publicly tell us a great deal more, otherwise we would know where they were.
No, look, they equipped themselves to just turn up at 6 o'clock and walk into a changing room, meet lads, and find out you're straight in the team. And some of them, it was keen to manage them too. They've picked up minutes for other clubs where they've been on trial this week, and one got 90 minutes. So it was a case, fair play to the lad, he's come in, and 48 hours later, 48 hours later, he's been asked to push himself again, but he's trying to earn a contract, and it was another one that we had to manage again, like get to the 45 and a 60 minute mark. You don't want to be pushing somebody too much and they end up getting a soft tissue injury. You end up costing the player.
Yeah, but you must now presumably want to move either for these lads or whoever it is. Whatever you do, you're going to have to do fairly quickly.
Yeah, look, there's it's got to be done quickly. We've had offers out there. We're waiting. Probably got an idea one or two might not happen, and obviously the players are coming today and quit themselves well. We'll look back, we'll look at the video, we'll have a close look at them, and we feel how to perform, and then obviously conversations will happen with their agents over the next few days.
And obviously three of them started in defence, and clearly, as you've already mentioned, you're without Corey Robertson. That's obviously known to be a short area. Is that the main focus?
Yeah, that's the main focus. As you said, devastate what's happened with Corey at the weekend, and I was openly looking anyway for a centre-half, and to lose Corey means that we have to get one in, if not two, and obviously we will address that over the next few days.